I'm Jennifer Ludden. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away this week. Coming up, how our political views may affect our perceptions of black and white, literally. One study found that President Obama's supporters believed he had lighter skin. But first, the bad economy is forcing many young people to make choices that can be tough on the ego. Namely, the decision to move back home with their parents. They're known as boomerangers, those who've chosen to wait out the tough times back at the nest. A new study by the Pew Research Center finds this downturn has produced a bumper crop of them. Rich Morin is senior editor at the Pew Research Center and co-author of the project and joins me now in our Washington studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how common is this trend of boomerangers moving back home?
We were surprised just how common it was when we asked young people between the ages of 18 and 35, 10% said they had moved back in with their parents just because of the recession. Another 12% said they had moved in with a roommate because of tough times. So a lot of people are changing the way they live.
And even more parents told you they'd had a kid back, right?
13% said they welcomed an adult child back to their home.
Now, how do these numbers break down by gender, ethnicity?
That was fascinating to us. What we saw is that there was a significant drop in the percentage of young women who were no longer living alone. That drop is a full percentage point to 6.1% of all women 18 to 29 years old are no longer living by themselves, have either moved in with roommates or have gone back to live with mom and dad. That one percentage drop, while not unprecedented, is huge.
So it really seems there it's more acceptable or what for a woman to move back home with her parents than for a man?
It certainly is more common based on our survey and census data. I don't know if it is more acceptable, if young women are more likely to make that move than young men or because of male ego, but our study didn't address that.
What about by ethnicity? How do these numbers break down there?
If you look at all adults who live with their parents, there's an interesting pattern. Among everyone 18 and older, about 11% of the population lives with their mom and dad. And it is disproportionately Latinos and disproportionately blacks who are living with their parents.
And is that a trend beyond the recession?
That appears to be a trend beyond the recession, yes.
Now, you also found that the downturn is affecting young people's lives in other ways.
We called it lives interrupted. What we found is that 15% of young men and women say they and their significant others delayed having a baby because of the recession. Another 12% said that they decided to postpone their wedding. Now, we don't know how long they're delaying. For some, it may be a few weeks or months. Others, it may be indefinite until I or my fiancé finds a job.
And this was specifically linked to the economy?
Specifically linked to the recession, yes.
Now, this may be an unanswerable question, but for the parents and boomeranger children wondering about the future, any idea how long these boomerangers may continue living with their parents?
What we see after previous recessions is that these numbers tend to bounce back within 1 to 3 years. Now, the real issue here is if this continues to be a jobless recovery, as my economist friends say it is, will the effects last longer, and what long-term effect may these lives interrupted have?
Which, of course, is my last question to you as a social scientist.
It's absolutely fascinating. Our survey didn't address the longer range implications of these results. That's something for further study. But as the parents of three boomerangers who have now bounced back and are living alone, it seems not to be damaging to their egos. But it's sad when you're a parent to see your young son or daughter leave the nest twice.
And you had three of them.
Three of them, yes.
So, I mean, was there an upside to this? Because we hear, oh, we so enjoy them when they come back and they're, you know, adults now. But you say it's sad.
We got to enjoy them a little longer and we got to say goodbye to them one more time.
Rich Morin is a senior editor at the Pew Research Center. Thanks so much.
Thank you.